The aim of TAU, Team Around the Locality Cluster, is to bring partners from different agencies together to support vulnerable children overcome their barriers to education. We support schools to meet the needs of children and their families at the earliest opportunity by providing access to specialist advice and guidance from different agencies in Gloucestershire, such as the County Council's Education Inclusion Service, Social Care, Specialist Policing Teams, and the Children and Adolescent Mental Health Service, to name a few. As a part of our review of the TALT process, we have looked at the way information is shared from schools to us, the local authority. When the model was originally launched, we felt that consent was the fairest way of sharing information. That would involve the partners who were collecting the information seeking consent from families to share that information with us, before being shared with partners from other agencies. Unfortunately, consent presents several issues for us as professionals. Most importantly, all consent given around data should be clear and informed, and it is actually very difficult to provide informed consent for the TALT process as the outcome is not yet known. Some professionals would then use this as the trigger point to share information anyway, on the grounds that the removal of consent is enough to raise concerns about a family's willingness to engage. If the removal of consent is enough to trigger information sharing, it must be reasoned that consent is not a good, lawful basis for the processing of information sharing. Gloucestershire County Council has a strong, legally established duty of care to ensure high quality outcomes for young people, and we can use this as the basis, sometimes we call it our public task, to cover the work of TALC. This means we do not need to ask for consent to share information about young people with relevant professions. This means we do not need to ask for consent to share information about young people with relevant professionals, to provide them with the specialist they support they need to access education. This isn't to say that parents shouldn't be informed on how their information is being used and with whom it is being shared. Best practice is that families and carers of young people remain informed about our actions. This increases the chance of successful and meaningful engagement with the family. What does that mean for professionals who refer young people to TALC? You will still need to access the referral form online in the same way as before. The only difference is that we have removed the section where you confirm you have obtained consent from the family. For more information about the referral process and frequently asked questions, visit www.glossfamiliesdirectory.org.uk.